USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six states had primary balloting on Tuesday. The biggest upset was in the 14th congressional district race in the state of New York. Longtime Congressman Joe Crowley losing his bid for an 11th term to an activist, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says she represents working class Americans.
My family's been here for three generations, and I knew my community. I knew that this was I always knew that this was possible.
Not surprisingly, former presidential contender Mitt Romney is a step closer to the U.S. Senate, winning yesterday's primary in Utah to succeed Senator Orrin Hatch. A federal judge orders the government to reunite immigrant kids and parents who were separated at the Mexican border. The decision requires the government to reunite parents and children under five within 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaks in Los Angeles yesterday, but his visit is marked by protests and by arrests. One of the onlookers was speaking to reporters about the two dozen clergy members who were seen handcuffed after blocking traffic near where Sessions was speaking.
It's reminiscent of Dr. King and the Civil Rights Movement. LAPD very politely and efficiently arresting clergy. I mean, what's the world come to?
The demonstrators demanding more action after President Trump recently ended that government zero tolerance policy, which has separated 2,300 kids from their migrant parents at the U.S.-Mexican border. There are reports North Korea is now rapidly improving its nuclear research center, despite its declaring a commitment during its summit with President Trump to denuclearization. A report from a monitor says recent satellite images show operations continuing at the Yongbyon Nuclear Center. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More primary results from yesterday. A shocker in New York politics as longtime Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley loses a bid for another term, defeated in the primary by 28-year-old activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was an organizer for former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, as we told you at the top, won the Utah Senate race to succeed Orrin Hatch. A mistaken report of a hijacking prompting police to swarm a departing JetBlue flight out of New York's JFK Airport. It happened as Flight 1623 was positioning for takeoff to head to Los Angeles last evening. Reports are the JetBlue pilot had intended to report a problem with the plane's radio equipment, but instead wound up using a code for a hijacking. A group of heavily armed Port Authority police officers stormed the plane and evacuated everyone safely. The FAA is investigating that incident. And Jerry Seinfeld says ABC's firing of Roseanne Barr was overkill. The network firing Barr and canceling her hit show after she tweeted a racist slur against a former Obama official. Fellow TV star Jerry Seinfeld says the move was unnecessary because Barr was simply sabotaging herself. He makes the remarks in an interview with USA Today. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.